Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Right, go ahead and take over now. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, I want to come by praying, giving a prayer. I thank God for my Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to just come before you tonight, giving you all the praise and glory. Lord, we thank you for your hands, your protection, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. Thank you for your great mercy, your unconditional love. Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for in our hands. Lord, there's many more things that we can say, and thank you for, Lord God. But we thank you most of all for hearing us when we call. And Lord, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord. Amen. Well, tell us about what's going on.
Pardon?
Tell us about what's going on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are here. We want to catch some fish. Amen. We want to catch some fish in the name of Jesus. We want to catch some fish tonight. And
every
day that hour, so we want to be able to catch some fish because it's all about the glory of God. It's all about doing His will. So I just pray tonight that God allow the Holy Spirit to go forth that we may fish. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, one of the things I will say to us is that one of the things that we take notice of, we thank God for everything that God does for us. And we continue to give God the praise, give Him the glory. And we honor Him, and we adore Him, and we thank Him for everything He has done for us. And I just believe that the best is yet to be done.
Amen.
The best is yet to be done. And it behooves all of us who are Christian to come to an ultimate decision. And a decision has to be made. It has to be made. And every one of us, including me, my own, and myself. And I will say this one thing. Tonight I want to talk about the, if it's all right with you, doctor, can I talk for a few moments?
Please do.
Okay. I want to go to Matthew's 6 and 26.
Okay.
He said, behold, wait a minute. Matthew 6 and 24.
Uh-huh.
Matthew 6 and 24.
Amen.
He says here, no man can serve two masters. Either,
amen.
For one either be, he will hate the one and love one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve two mammons. And the more I began to look into what the word of God is saying, the more I began to understand, and I looked at Matthew 21 also, it says, here, it says here, for where your treasures is for, and Matthew 6 and 21, it says, for where your treasure is, that will be your also. So the closer we look down into this, the more we see what God say. And Jesus said, he said, listen, he said, I'm going to give you something else. I'm going to give you a thought concerning the kingdom. The kingdom, where is the kingdom? A lot of people say the kingdom is now here and there, but the kingdom of God is hidden within us.
Amen.
When we take a notice and take God at His word, and I'm going to take my time and just say what God say. Because the kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of God is outside. But the kingdom of heaven, when we all come together, coagulate together, we become a part of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. It's like saying Jesus Christ, like saying the Holy Spirit, like saying the Holy Ghost. It's just a different interpretation, but it's similar. It's the same. See, in Luke chapter 8, turn me to Luke chapter 8. I'm going to turn to Luke chapter 8. I'm going to get busy with the teaching. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. 8 and 10. You got it, sister?
Yes.
Would you read it, please?
Yes. It said, and he said, but you are given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that they might not see, and hearing they might not understand.
My God. Now that's some powerful words, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Because what God is saying to us, there is a mystery about the kingdom of God. We look in the book of Proverbs, it talks about the mystery. It was sealed, but Jesus came to unseal. And that's why he said, I'm going to tell you about the kingdom. See, he knows about the kingdom. He knows about all that God has done. He says, I want to tell you. See, when we talk about there is a mystery of the kingdom, and what's a mystery? Some people want to understand, and some people just want to get by. That's why I read that first scripture. You got to make a decision who you're going to serve. You're going to serve the God of this world or the God of the mammon. We as believers must come to a true revelation and say, Lord, I am in your kingdom. I am in your kingdom. And let me tell you something. The secret is about the establishment and development of God's realm. See, human reason can't bring it into existence. They can't even initiate it. Try. But when Paul speaks about the mystery, he refers to secrets. He was preaching to the Gentiles in the chapter. And then, hallelujah. Am I going too fast?
No, go ahead. You're on time. That's it. Amen.
In Ephesians 3 and 3, turn me to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3.
Okay.
The mystery, Paul said, it's a revealed secret. And only the Christian, the true believers know what it is. They hear us. They know because they have the reality of the ring. And the book of Ephesians says, what did it say, sister?
In the book of Ephesians 3 and 3 says, how by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, wrote before in few words.
And you see, Paul talking about Jesus Christ gave him a revelation. But it was a mystery. And he says, I'm going to reveal it to you. And the more you study into the revelation of the mystery of the kingdom of God, the more it engages you to become more of a student, a person who says, I want to live right. I want to do right. I'm believing tonight that we're going fishing. There's some man or woman out there that don't know Jesus Christ. They don't even know about the mystery. And I say this to you. One thing I had to come to understand. You got to let go of this world.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say something to some people feel it. You either in it or you belong to it.
Amen.
You can't go out with your buddy. You can't go out with your buddy. Your buddy don't love you.
Amen.
Your buddy, he goes, no, man, we need to go to church. No, you need to go where the house of God is. See, because you got to make a decision. I made a decision. I am constantly making a decision. And the more I began to study this word, the more I began to just say, oh, glory to God. And the more I listen to Copa, see, this Holy Spirit It's inside us. It's inside of us. It flows. It's like water just bubbling. It's like fire just shaking. It's like akuma, coals of fire. Boom, boom. This is why we're different from the world.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in Ephesians 4, he says it was, there is one body and one spirit. And we're calling the hope of one covenant. One Lord, here it is. That's a mystery. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. See, in the Old Testament, all that was sealed, but it was revealed in the New Testament.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, but he says, but to every one of us is given the grace according to the measure. But every one of us is given the grace, given grace, given grace. Here's another word, a mystery. Grace is a mystery. Faith is a mystery. But it's God. Hallelujah. What God has done in us and through us. And when God, he according to the measure of his gift. And we will read the books of, we'll go back to the book of Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Philippians, we find he says, according to his will, he did this. It was according to his own will, not our will. It was according to God's will.
Yes.
See, and God was setting this up. And he said, he had ascended on high, led captivity captive, gave gifts. And here's what I say to the beloved. The gifts that men have are the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. The fivefold ministry. There are a lot of people that say that they have the fivefold, but no, they don't have the fivefold. They have what they fold, what they want to do. If you know if you're a minister, you're in the fivefold. If you're a prophet, you're in the fivefold. If you're a teacher, you're in the fivefold. If you're a pastor, you're in the fivefold. If you're an evangelist, you're in the fivefold. But it's a gift. And go back and look in the book. Let me show you. I'm going to show you. Can I? I'm going to just go to the book of, take you to the book of Psalms. Go to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just like to, the more I read this word, the more I find it, and the more I can say, Lord, you are so awesome. Now let me show you something here as I bring us to this here. And Psalm 49, it says here, and verse 6, Psalm 49 is verse 6. Psalm 49, verse 6. And I want to say is, here's why we got to distinguish between what the world is saying and what we are saying, because the world we own is not of this world. It's in this world, but it's not of this world. Amen? Are you there? Praise God. Here's what it says. In Psalms 49, verse 6, but they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in multitude of their riches, none of them could by any means redeem your brother. Not to God, a ransom. Good Lord. Here is a secret. Here is a mystery. Hallelujah. For the redemption of their soul is precious. The redemption of their soul. That's why God says, the soul. He told a fighter of darkness, he said, you can do everything you want to do, but you can't touch the soul. Why? Because the soul belongs to God. Our soul belongs to God. When we give our soul to God, we give up everything. I don't care how much people don't love you, how much they don't like you, how they're going to talk. That don't bother me. I want to know how you get the same ship. Here's what he says also. For the redemption of their soul is precious and ceases forever. That he should still live in forever. Oh, look, here it is again. In the Old Testament, now see corruption. Now see corruption.
Mm-hmm.
My God. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the foot of brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. They leave their wealth to others.
Amen.
And don't understand. So my wealth is not of this world. My wealth is in the world of the kingdom to come. That's where my wealth is. That's where my wealth is. The wealth of God. God has given us, hallelujah. I don't want to get into it. I'm going to take my time. So I'm going to I promise myself.
Amen.
And I was saying to tell the people that listen to us, when you take notice of what God has said and done for us, the more you trust God, the more you seek God and his word, the more you study God's word, the more you can say, you know what? God is a great God. He's a merciful God. He knows it all. He does it all. Because there's none like him. And see, when he does what he does, hallelujah, he's going to... See, he's going to do it. He's going to sit. See, he's going to, he says, he's going to do it. Now, I want to show you something. And as I keep believing God, I'd like to take us, before I come back to this scripture in the book of Psalms, I'd like for us to go back again to what I was saying a few minutes ago. How, wherefore, he said, when he ascended on high, when Jesus was spoken about by in the Old Testament, well, there was a fight going on. They made a war. And before then, it was a true picture. And what God does, Jesus was speaking in. It was a hidden treasure. It was a hidden treasure. It was a hidden treasure. And see, I say to people, the more you look at the hidden treasure of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the more you look at the hidden treasure, the more you begin to understand, is this what God has done? Yes, God has said. He says he led captives in the Old Testament. And in the book of on the New Testament, he said, I led captivity captives. And I went on high. And I showed them. See, and I always say to people, say, when you take a look at the book, the Bible said, for promotion has come from the east, not the west. Now, from the south or the north, but it comes from God. God set us up and God put us down. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I will just continue to teach and say this tonight because I've got a whole lot of spare time. And thank you, Doctor. Let me come in on your program and do this. And in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, with somebody... If anybody out there with us, listen to us, you're welcome in and come on in and let's talk about it. We're talking about the word of God. We're talking about how we can make it happen. Yeah. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. See, a lot of people say, oh, I love the Lord, you hear my cry? No, you don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ, which are at Colossae. Here it is, grace and peace. It's a mystery. Beyond from God, our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always. Well, he's prompting them up. We need to prompt each other. We need to pray for each other. Instead of fighting each other, pray for each other. He says, since I heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love which you have the saints, he said these words, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. The hope, there it is. The hope which is laid up for me and you in heaven. Whereby you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. My. Ain't God is so good. God has a treasure. He has hope. See, I hope, somebody say, I hope. No, hope is deferred. Hope is now.
Amen. That's right.
No, I believe. Well, you know, we get into discussion. Well, I believe.
Amen.
God,
amen.
Come unto you as it is in correction, which is come unto you as it endeth all the world, and bringeth forth fruit that doeth also in you. See, we know that the fruit of God is constantly growing in us. And may I say this, I don't want to offend anybody, but the more we get closer to God, the more our flesh dies. The more our flesh and the more our spirit get close to God, the more our flesh dies. Because one got to live, one got to go out. So you got to make a decision. What kind of a decision have you made? Have you made a decision to live for Jesus Christ? Well, for you say that, he said, once dead, to live is to die. To die is to live. Well, look at it after what Paul is saying. And the more you begin to look into the Word of God, and Paul said this here, he says, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. He says, for this cause, we also, since they heard of it. And I've heard a lot of people on the radio say, I haven't given up on them. I'm praying for them. I want to be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. See, a lot of people don't want to increase in the knowledge of God. Why? Because when they increase in the knowledge of God, it means they got to give up. They got to give it up. You got to stay more into the spiritual understanding. See, and here's what it says, of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, the basic three, knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual understanding. And understand what thou readest. Remember the Ethiopian, understand what thou readest. He said, no, let the man tell me and baptize me. I don't even know. So we live in a day and time right now where there are more people who say that they love God, but they have not come to search out the kingdom. They sought out what they want. Well, I'm going to go to that church. I don't like that church. I don't go there. Why you don't go there? I don't know. I just don't like it. That's negativity.
Amen.
My objective is to build the body of Christ and not to be anybody, but to have everybody want to come up. See, and I say in verse 11, strength with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joy. See, patience is something you got to have being a part of this radio station. You got to have some patience being on the phone. You got to have some patience sitting where you are. You're going to have some patience. And with long suffering. Well, then, Dr. McClung, you mean you're on that radio station? You got to say, I love you.
Amen.
You know the truth is true. But they talk about me, that's what I love you.
Amen.
That's why I got my team. I say, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen. You know, may I say something a minute while you're saying that? I'm so glad you brought it up because, you know, a lot of people will say that and don't mean it. I don't say things that I don't mean. If I don't feel it in my heart, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to tell you that I love you when I don't feel it in my heart because I'm lying to God, first of all. I want God to get me there for that love. You understand what I'm saying? I want to pray to God that he can get me there because they think that they don't mean. See, they saying it. It's a speech. It's a speech. And see, we don't need speeches. Well, if you love me, love me. If you don't, you don't even have to tell me that. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says with their mouth, but their hearts are full. That's the same thing with us. So we don't want to say things that we don't mean, you know. And so we have to pray. And a lot of times, I don't know about anybody else. I don't know. But I study the Word, and I ask God for understanding. I asked him, Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand. What does this mean? And he began to give me that understanding. So we have to, like you said, we have to, it's a mystery. It's a mystery to the kingdom. And we have to go to the Lord for this. We have to go to him to be able to understand And everybody, and like you said, patience and long-suffering, everybody is not on the same level, and we have to realize that. Everybody is not on the same level. So pray for me that I get there. Amen?
And that's pray why I ask people to pray for me. Because once you, amen. Once you're in the position of a leader and you're trying to bring forth, you need all the prayers you can get. All the prayers and righteousness. You got some people that's going to pray against you now. You got to warn them. Some praying it. And I will say this here. One thing I will say also, what God has done for us in the book of Colossians 1:20, I'm taking in Colossians 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Now, here's what let us know. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Wow.
Amen.
You mean he did that for me? Yes, he did. It's a mystery. Why? Because it's between God and Jesus Christ. It's still a mystery. And I keep telling folks that same thing, we ain't going to know to get to heaven.
Right.
We ain't going to know why God did what he did. But he did it. He did it. Amen. He did it. I'm just going to say I love you. I know that I know. And verse 14 says, and whom we have, this is where I get my joy, redemption through his blood. Through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Even the forgiveness of sins. At S-I-N-S with more than one. And I try to tell people as we live in this life, don't think you don't have sins among them every day you ought to drink.
Amen.
Clean up the truth, Jack. And my mother always told me, said, if your room is dirty, don't come out. Don't come out until it's clean.
Amen.
Don't come out until it's clean. See, a lot of people will take a notice that the way you live, they think you're... And sometimes some people can. Now I'm going to show you something in verse 15. Who is the image? The image, Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things created by him and for him.
Man.
I ain't got no argument there. I can't even mess that. I can just say that it was created by him for him. Who am I to say? It's mine. No, it was to him. Through us.
Amen.
He's made us a part of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here's what it says in verse 2. He is the head of the body. He's the head of the body. He's the head. Jesus Christ, the head of the body. Jesus Christ, the head of the body. The church.
Amen.
The church. Who is the beginning? The firstborn. Woo! From the dead. That
Amen.
In all things he might have written, for it pleased the Father that in me should live. It pleased God. See, William Hunter couldn't do what Jesus did. It didn't. I didn't please the Father the way Jesus did, but it pleased the Father.
Amen.
It pleased the Father. I was reading and telling some folks, I was reading the script and studying, and God showed in his word where the son said, I was there. He was there. Yeah, I was there. You mean, yes, I was there. When he said to the water, don't come. Said, how long that down at the Galveston, that water been coming? But it only come up to a certain point.
Amen.
God set the line. And the water can't come past that line. It can spill, but it can't flood it.
Amen.
See, and one thing, hallelujah. And in verse 22, it says here, verse 21, he says, and you that were sometimes, I know I was alienated, and in my mind by wicked works.
Amen.
I know I did. So therefore, I was reconciled by the blood of Jesus Christ. And here's what I say to the listeners. When Jesus body contained no blood. How did he live with no blood? He lived without any blood because all of his blood was drained out at Calvary, and the two angels, you stand at the in the book of Jonah, say, why stand you here looking for Jesus Christ? An angel at the top of it, of the way he was, and what the foot said, why stand you here? And it's called in heaven, when he deposited, made the deposit, the seat of mercy, the blood of Jesus Christ, would be there for eternity. Nobody can come before God the Father and say, his blood, he said, look at his hand. Amen. Look at it. Mm. Look at his side. Mm. I mean, the more you take the notice and look into that, it takes time just to come back and get grounded and settled. Hallelujah. So he says it, in the body of your flesh, through death, it's in the body of his flesh, Jesus did, to present you holy and unblameable and uncorruptible in his sight. What Jesus did for us through his flesh,
amen.
Through his flesh, through death, to present amen. You and me holy and unblameable and unreprovable in the other sight. He got the first sin before he took us to the Father.
Amen.
And as I always tell folks, that when you get ready to pray, ask that the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach covers you so that when you go before God, you have no blood. See, Moses could come before God.
Amen.
But he had a veil. But see, when Jesus, oh, hallelujah, it's getting deep now. It's getting deep.
Come on.
And this is what I would say is, ma'am, he said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of this gospel. See, a lot of people getting moved away from this gospel. They think they know what they know. Well, they told me I can do it this way. No, the Bible has said it. So we need to make sure what the hope of the gospel, the truth of the gospel, which we have heard and which I was a preacher. And Paul says, every creature under heaven, I am made a minister, who now rejoices in my suffering. And he says, well, verse 125, well, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. He wasn't going to do what Jesus did. He says, well, he got made a minister. Paul was a eunuch. A lot of folks didn't know that. Paul was a eunuch. I said, well, he said, I don't know, but I'm going to study it.
Amen.
Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from all generations, but now is made manifest unto his saints. Here it is again, the mystery. The mystery which was made, which has been hidden from all ages and from generations, but now made manifest to his saints.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. To whom God made known to his riches of glory and his mystery among the Gentiles. And I will tell the person, no, God has a mystery about the Gentiles. He tore the wall down. The mystery is, so you got to know, so you can't think, you got to not think with the physical mind. You got to stay in the spirit. That's why when I read earlier, as I was coming in and saying something, I said one thing, the secret about the establishment and the development of God's kingdom cannot be discovered by human reason. Human reason will never get us there. Well, he won't get you there.
Amen.
We get there by studying, praying, and fasting, and watching God. And I will say this here. My God. See, I want to see the Jews. Nobody, that was a conversion of the Jews. It was a mystery. It was a mystery. In Romans 1:25, correction, Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Y'all, Romans chapter 11, verse 125.
Okay.
That was a conversion of the Jews. God knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And when you go back and read the book of Hebrews, how that Abraham was a Gentile, Abraham had the royal seed and the other seed, and God brought both houses together in his own time. He did what he did. I'm glad he did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it? It said, for I would not, brother, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. He's talking to the people that he's speaking to the Jews. At least you be unwise in your own conceit, that the blindness in this and part of this happened to Israel. And see, Israel was blind. They was blind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about it. One part reading, they said, because God told Israel, and they told God what to do. God told them what to do. And because they couldn't obey what God said, they were blind. The 10 and the 12. Two kept the word, and 10 said, no, they were blind in their own conceit.
Mm-hmm.
See? And as I say, and I tell you, here's something else I want to point out to. There is this mystery is a relationship of Christ to the church, being like a husband and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ephesians, so tell me that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. my.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
He said that he might cleanse and sanctify with the washing of water by the word.
Hallelujah.
He sanctified. He cleansed it by the washing of the word that was in his body. He took that and he washed, he took his water and his blood, and he washed us and cleansed us and sanctified us, set us apart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That he might present himself a glorious church. He don't want some crinky dink who shot, having not a spot or wrinkle, not such thing that would be hoped without blemish. If you want to be presented to God, we want to be a royal estate. We want to be what God said we need to be. We need to follow God's word through his beloved son. And somebody said, well, angel going to come now. Angel can't tell me nothing. Because Jesus has the full authority. And when we take the word of God, I heard a man on one of the radio stations, well, you know, the angels brought us a blessing. I said, wait a minute. The angels came down and brought me some healing. I said, wait a minute. What happened to Jesus Christ? I look for the scripture. What did the angel bring it or did Jesus bring it? He says in verse 24, he said, by the stripes that he bore on his back, we are healed. Not the angels. Not my
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not laughing at him or anyone else because a lot of times people are misled and they don't know the truth. So that's why you have to go back and read for yourself. And even if you sometimes people read and they still don't get it, and you got to go to God and ask him to reveal that to you. You know, so
yeah,
you know,
and that's why I said, if you put your permission, I'd come on, and I want to teach just for a few moments. I would like for you to go to the scripture of this reading, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. But I'd like you to read, start at verse 28 all the way to 32.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies? He that loveth his wife loveth him. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even Lord the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This
it
is a great. But
this is
church,
what? It's a great mystery.
But I see
a great mystery.
And the church.
A man don't know why, but he knows that he is. He's joined in one flesh.
Amen.
To one flesh.
Amen.
Paul, and see, the more we read into it, I want to show you something else. I want to show you something. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15:51. Oh, Jesus. This is what I was putting this up together, studying it, and God began to show me. This began to bless me. See this word mystery, great mystery. Mystery. Hallelujah. I will show you a mystery. Now here's one that you and I can shout hallelujah on it. 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Read it, sister.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you.
Now, what is
saying,
verses
52? In a moment, in the of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet
shall
sound, it shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Mm.
Did we not read that over in the book of Psalms? We read that the incorruptible seed, an incorruptible seed. That is the seed of Jesus Christ. It is the incorruptible seed, the incorruptible seed, the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed is Jesus Christ. The twinkling of an eye. And they told us when I was going to betcha, he said, he just come back. And the last sound, trumped them. It's over.
My.
He said, I will show you a mission. Here's what gets me, because Jesus said this, and we all talk about folks started to go to the bosom of Abraham, according to the word. And I began to search that, and to search that, and to search that. And I found in the book of, in the New Testament, it says yes. And the man said in the scripture, he says, why don't you leave him alone? Can't you see? He hasn't done nothing wrong. We're the one who's guilty. Jesus never said a word, but if the devil had a big argument. Big argument. And that other man says, you know what? He said, go on, fuss all you want. He says, Jesus ain't done nothing wrong. He looked at Jesus, he said, when you go, can I come into your kingdom? And Jesus said, now listen to what I'm about to say. The scripture says, Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in my kingdom. So the kingdom, hallelujah, is where Jesus is right now. When we leave this body, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's where we go.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, see, go and read the book of Revelation. It says, and the dead in Christ, God's going to connect it up. He's going to have the seed of spirit up. He's going to have all the mount spirit up there, and they're going to reconnect, and God's going to do it. Yes. Folks say, honey, you're crazy. Said, no, I ain't crazy because I know the study and breathe and ask God for the word. I sound like I'm crazy. I probably am, but I'll never let you know it, though. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Matthew 11:25, here's something that's being revealed. And here's what Jesus is speaking to us in Matthew 11:25.
Amen.
You got the book?
I got 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, Father.
Praise God.
Lord of heaven. Hallelujah. Get these things from the wise, the people who thought I know him, and have revealed them to babes. We as Christians, nothing but babes, but nothing but babes in Christ.
Amen.
See, I would say this, see this, the Pharisees was trying to find some about Jesus. They kept asking all kind of questions, and they trying to get an answer for him. And he was talking about the law of Moses. And
yes.
He said to them, he said, and they become very, very complex, and they said something of God. It was about the lust and follies of men. But here's what Jesus replied by asking whether they had not read the account of creation. Who has not read? Have you read the account? They said, no, we read the account, but it's in the book. The condition is best for us, and to be chosen and kept according, which is best for our souls, and tend most to prepare for us and preserve us to the kingdom of heaven. My God. When the gospel is really embraced, it makes men relatives and faithful friends. It teaches us to bear the burdens of each other and to bear the infirmities of those who have been connected, to consider their peace and happiness and bring them to a point. Because, see, an ungodly person is proper that they should be restrained by the law. Well, they don't want to do what God says. Well, if you get the law, let the law restrain you. Because we're not going to be breaking the peace. See, society don't love us.
Amen.
The Bible says pray for those in power. And we ought to do that.
Amen.
But we got to also know what God told us to do. And one of the things I keep saying is I know that I know. See, the love of God is something else. It's something
Amen.
Else. And then I just keep looking at the Word of God and just saying, thanking you, Holy Father, and thanking you, Holy Father, what God has said. And, you know, when you take a notice of what God is saying, see, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And if somebody out there tonight has heard us teach tonight, we ask you to come to Jesus Christ tonight. You come on the line, if you haven't signed on, 347-850-8955. We want to pray for you. But you know what, though? America is falling by the wayside.
Yes,
America's
yes.
falling by the wayside.
Yes.
Because we live in America right now, sister, and it's a
yes.
dangerous time to live in. It's
yes,
a dangerous
yes.
time.
Yes.
A dangerous time. Why? Because there are people who really don't want to know about Jesus. They keep saying, well, you know, we're doing what they want to do, you know.
That's right.
And someone just sent me the five signs of a five. Let me show you what somebody sent me, and I just thank God for it. It says five signs believers shall possess if they have the Holy Spirit inside them. Afterwards, hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Whoever you sent this to me, God bless you. It said this here. After he appeared unto the 11 and they sat at meat and underbraided them with the unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which he sent after he was risen. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now here's another mystery. He that believeth is a mystery. How are you going to get somebody to believe? They ain't seen God. But they believe and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs, I love this, shall believe. Them that in my name.
Amen.
They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take of serpents. and they shall drink a deadly thing and shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when the Lord has spoken unto them, he was raised, we were received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the people went everywhere. They went everywhere preaching.
Yeah.
See, Mark casting out devils, not a special ministry for those of the body of Christ. It is a right to every believer.
Amen.
Thank you, sister, brother. Amen.
Amen.
One thing we have, Luke writes to us and tells us, and see, this is what I'm saying, what I have tonight. I'm just perusing and listening to me. I thank God for it. See,
Amen.
There are two different kinds of speaking in tongues. Colossians 13:1 says that we should speak with the tongue of men and angels, but the tongue of men is speaking as a known language, such as took place in the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:6. Acts 2:4-6. This is a gift of the supernaturally speaking a known language without human being taught, and it's a purpose of witnessing. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. And you know what? I believe. I don't care what nobody says. I believe, I'm going to say that, son. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe he's going to come back. When? I don't know, but he'll be back. How you know it's going? Because he told me so. When he say come back, I don't know, but he'll be back. When he come back, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything, Father. Father, I thank you this night for what you've done for us. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you this night, Father, for everything. Thank you, Father, for this night. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Father, for just giving us an opportunity once again to just understand the mystery of the kingdom. And I just want to say thank you, Father. I just want to say thank you. Amen. Jesus, Messiah, is the Son of the living God, and it's him that we love. It's him we adore. It's him we magnify. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Jesus, that you came to us as a son as of the Most Holy, and you sit on the right hand until the enemies make your footstool. Thank you, Father. You know, oh, Jesus. We just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for everything we have done today. Father, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs it right now. And I'm praying, Father, somewhere, somebody will come to the kingdom of God, but they will first see the kingdom of God as righteous, and they shall be added unto you. But God is calling tonight, somebody out there. Somebody needs to know Jesus Christ. Somebody's calling on right now. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word tonight to show us the mystery. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us back closer together. Thank you for bringing us back this day. And we just believe, Father, that all things work together to those of us who believe. And for this, I say thank you, Father. I want to thank you. This night we call it, meet us at the well. We know it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for the Lord for consistency, staying and being, and knowing full well that we get ready to do much work before you, Father. And tonight we just yada, 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 yada. We call upon you, we pray. And we love you and we adore you. We want to thank you in this world we live in, Father, around the world. Let the fullness, and we say, Father, and I ask you right now, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ, by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, somebody we have prayed for, we want to pray for them. We want to send the word to them. We want to send the word. We're not trying to be big upon. But we just say thank you. for everything that you have done. And for this, I said thank you, Father.
I said thank you, Father.
And I love you, Father. And I adore you. And I magnify you. It's you that I come right now and say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And Father, because I pray for my wife, I pray for my son, my daughter, I pray for the wives and the husbands, for my grandson. I pray for both sides of my wife's people and my people. I pray this day that somebody will come to know Jesus Christ. Somebody will give their life to Jesus because the time is too precious. Mobile God, let us continue to watch out and keep our soul polished with the Holy Ghost. Keep our, that the blood of Jesus continue to be on us. Will you bring us to a point? And I'm asking you, Father, I've turned from the world. I have nothing to offer this world. I have nothing to offer. Nothing to offer this world. But I'm coming to your kingdom constantly because it's in your kingdom that I find everything I need. Your word says the faith, the hope, the living, the mysteries, Father, I dare not miss it. And I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, you said something earlier that got my attention again. This is people are perishing. People are perishing because they don't know Christ. They don't know him. They know of him. They don't know him. And some don't want him. Not when it comes to the truth. When you're speaking the truth. You know, I seen something last week that really shocked me. I seen this, one of the council members riding in Houston with the gatekeeper. And I thought, wow, it just brought me back to God's word when he said, many are going to fall away from the true doctrine, and they're going to compromise. And I thought, my God, you know, this nation, I mean, I tell you, I thought, wow, you know, there's so much going on in this world. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, you just can't say nothing but Jesus Christ. They want everything in this world, but they don't want him. As soon as you mention that, they want to put him out. They want to put the Bible out. They don't want you praying here, there, and all that kind of stuff. With all this going on in the world, they don't want you to pray until a tragedy happens. You know, then they said, let's come together and pray. Well, I can't come with you, you know. And I thought, my God, you know, it's really sad.
Well,
and what things that's going on, it's just a sad time.
Well, I'll say to you, you and I both know that we have a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yes.
It's up to you and I.
Yes.
It's up to you and I.
Amen.
And we're going to continue pressing in. See, there are going to be a lot of people going to say, y'all crazy. No, we're not. We're pressing in for the kingdom. Everything that we have, it belongs to God.
Amen. Amen. That's okay. People have called that before. And I'm fine with that. I was fine with that. But then those same people came to me because God had a word for them. I didn't have anything, but God had a word for them. So he sent them. The same people called me crazy came for a word. How's that? You called me crazy, but now you coming to me for a word. I didn't ask you. But you come to me because the word drew you to the God that I serve. So then they come crazy, but now you come to me for a word. And guess what? I give it to you because it's free. Amen? And I want to give it to you. I want you to have what I have, and that's freedom in Jesus Christ. He said, I'm supposed to have this. I want you to have it because I know what it's like to live in darkness. I've been there. I know what it's like. But when he brought me out, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many people are dying and going to hell. They don't know, and they don't want it. But I thank God for Jesus that he placed in me a word And that word keeps going because I keep seeking that mystery. I keep seeking heaven. I keep seeking him, saying, Lord, what is this? Lord, what is this? I want to know you. I want to know you even more.
So, I want to know you. Oh, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you, Father. I want to know you.
Hallelujah. I want to know your ways. I want to know your will. I want to know. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you, Lord. I want to do what you call me to do in this earth. And when I look out, it hurts you, you know. And I understand what you're saying because it hurts you to your heart.
It hurts you to your heart.
See things going on with people, and you know what? A lot of times, people they don't understand. And then when the word draws them, when the life in Christ, your life in Christ draws them, when it draws them, then they want to come to you and they say, well, hey, this is what's going on. They want to explain it to me. Then I always ask God, Lord, if there be an opportunity to hear a word, let me hear it. If there be an opportunity to hear a word, let me give it. Lord, open my mouth and you speak. You know how to talk to your people. You know how to feed them. You know what they need at the time that they need it. And when I look around, I look at people who have left Christ. Some have left, and some never knew him because they was never taught, never had a word. But in the midst of trouble, here they come, you know. And God is so loving, so gracious, so merciful. You know, we thank God for Jesus, even allowing those to live that are, oh, Lord God, have mercy, that are disobedient to him. He allowed them to live. That's how much love he has. And when you think about the love that he has for us, and when you look out and you see those people doing what they're doing, you're like, Lord God, have mercy. Your heart it just falls. Because you're thinking, Lord, don't let them perish.
Hallelujah.
You know, and then it makes you want to run out and tell everybody. But he said, you can't cast your pearls among swine. And so, you know, I can't say what nobody else do. Hallelujah. Because I know God has me doing. When God said, I give you this job, I said, Lord, I accept it. Hallelujah. So I have to go when he send me, or I have to, when people come, I have to give them, I have to feed them. I can't let them go hungry. I have to feed them. I have to. It's a must. I have to.
Yes.
I praise God for that opportunity to feed someone else. I praise God for that because I have enough in me that I can feed somebody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I thank God.
I know what you're saying. You're blessing me. You're blessing me. You're blessing me. And see, one of the things I will say to the believers, see, it's incumbent upon us believers. It's time for us to make a movement. It's time for us to make a movement. It is time for us to make a movement. We've been busy fighting each other, fussing at each other, throwing rocks, and more. Sometimes people... See, you got a lot of more. I found this out. To know that you love, is to show love.
Amen.
That you love. Regardless of how much they talk about us, we got to love them.
Amen.
Because we are carriers of love. We're carriers of life. And within us is life, the fullness of life. Not the life of this world, but the life of the world which is to come. We know that we've turned completely around. We know this flesh we live in, this body is a dead body. But we know we're alive by the Spirit of God that's in us. And God had us move to another level. The more we search, the more we see, the more God shows us, the more we understand. And I will say this to the listener, to anyone that's listening to us. That's going to be the greatest movement in our lives right now in Houston, Texas. I'm declaring, decreeing it, and I'm saying right now.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody, well, no, I'm telling you because I know what God has promised me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I can even I can be the liar, but God mm-hmm. ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say like that old man, Father, I've asked you for the 28th, for the 2 days in August, for the revival of stars.
Amen.
I don't have a whatever you say I have, but I'm believing you.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Had to do it. I'm believing God.
Amen.
I'm believing. But why you do it? Because God told me.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Got to get some people saved. We got
Amen.
To get some people saved.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
people, I don't want to go to a church that's the same old bop, 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 bop. I want to hear something new, something better, something fresh. And as it was said by the prophetess one, she says, I want to hear fresh words from the Word of God. Fresh word.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the fresh word, we all, hallelujah, we all can be a part of it. But I will
yeah.
say this stuff, and I listen to I say this. The more we come to close the gap, the more we understand.
Amen.
The more we understand what God is doing, the more we understand what God can do. And I'm just praying that God help me to understand. See, everybody want to be on the radio station, but nobody want to be committed to it.
Amen.
Whoop, that was
hard.
Amen. I don't know.
Amen.
You know I know. We both know. But we just
Amen.
Have to pray.
Amen.
We just have
Amen.
To pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We do have to pray. And because you know what? Saving souls is what God has given us to do. And the thing
That's
about
right.
it is when he healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law, the people weren't saying that. They didn't want him to leave, but he said, "I gotta go to other places." He didn't stay there. He gotta go to other countries. So God
That's
wants
right.
people. He wants people to know this. You know, he wants.
Yeah.
He don't want us just in the house. It ain't just for our family. You know, it's gonna be spread out. And so that's what God wants. Is calling us to do. But God has some people set up to do that. He has some people
yeah.
set up to do. That. Amen. So we just have to pray and seek the face of God for who he has set up for that.
Well, I say this to you, Dr. Lewis. You've been a great warrior for the body of Christ, and God can bless us. But I want to say this in conclusion. Even this is the 4th of July, 2012, independence for this country. We look on the east coast, there's a storm. We look on the south, storm. We look up north, a storm. Everywhere we look. And we just got to get more vocal to the people. The body of Christ, they act like a bunch of wimps. God doesn't have any wimps. God has men. He has men. God does not have nothing but. He has nothing but men. And there are a lot of people that want to, that say that they're going to do this. Some people ain't going to do nothing. But shoot their own gums.
Amen.
The time has come. The time has come.
Amen.
The time has come.
Amen.
To put our hands
Amen.
In the Lord and trust, believe in him. And so I will say these words in my closing marks. There was no love like the love of God. How do I know? Because when I was a sinner, I didn't know what it meant to be at peace the way I am now. I didn't know what it meant to be loved like I'm loved now. When it looked like I don't have nobody, hallelujah, somebody loves me. While I'm sleeping at night, somebody's walking over me. While I'm waking up, somebody's watching them. I thank God. And I want the people, some people have got to start understanding, you cannot rise until you come under.
Amen.
Amen. And see, the more I look and study the Apostle Paul, that was a man of God who was after, he said, all that I have, I count as dung. For that, it was nothing.
It was
and when you get a revelation, and you write 15 letters.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And yet he came before the Jews and he challenged them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm born a Jew, the tribe of Benjamin. Eight days, I was circumcised. He said, I'm a true. But Jesus said, I'm going to send him to the Gentiles. That's why he made mention.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God has a, I don't care what nobody said about God. And the man said, God shall not know how to shoe out when he wants to.
Amen, that's right. Amen.
But I was just thinking, since I was talking, I remember back when I first come at this church, a lady from Dallas, an old lady. I never had a chance to meet her, but here's everybody talk about her. And everybody talk about, excuse me, they would talk about this old lady. The woman knew God. But I tried, every time I tried to get up there, my way was stuck. But I knew God, because God had a place for me right here in Houston.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this, and say this to us. We're going to believe that we're going to get back like we're supposed to be. Right now, before the Jews, everybody's shooting. They ain't got to go to work tomorrow. They don't get blah, 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 blah. So anything else you got to say, it's up to you, Doctor. Hello.
Amen. I'm just so grateful tonight for the message, because it was so enlightening, and people need to hear it. People need to hear the message. I tell you, like I said, there's so many people that are going through and that don't know this. They don't know, and people need to know. You know, the kingdom of God, it's for us to go out and let people know about it. Let people. A lady came to me the other day, and she was saying that she was going through some valleys. She was going through, and I told her, well, do that call and follow. Just pray and sing. And why are you going through? I know it gets hard, but when you praise in God, sometimes you just have to get on your knees and stay there. You know, on your knees. And stay there. Stay in that word. Stay in it. Meditate on it. Eat it. Chew it. You know, and just
chew.
Go forth. You know, yeah. Chew on that. Just chew on the word. You know, and like you said, there's so much happening in the world. And when we look out and see, my heart goes out to so. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, but I have to go back and realize what the Word of God says. He said there'll be a few that find him. It'll be a few. You know.
But the thing is that the righteous will scarcely make it in. What I want to do is okay with you, sister. I want to put on a player. You may just want to let it listen. And I want you to hear the word. I'm just going to put it on and see if I can find it. I'm getting pretty sharp with this computer, trying to learn more. Let me see.
Amen.
Well, we got a visitor. Hold on.
Praise
Hold
God.
On. Amen. Prophetess, are you there?
Amen. God bless. I am here.
Amen. Well, you got a word? We've got a good time. You got a word? You got something to tell us?
Amen. I just know that to tie in with the Word of God, you know, what you're talking about tonight, those who put their hand to the plow and look back, they're not fit for the kingdom of God.
Mm.
So, you know, once you get started, I mean, that's the Word of God. Once you get started, you know, we got to be faithful at this thing, you know, and that's what I love so much about Jesus, because he was the perfect role model. You know, no matter the things that he had to endure, he kept moving forward. No matter what, he trusted the Father. He knew God as the Godhead, but he also knew him as a father. And listen, the thing, when we start learning God, the head, as a father, we'll start trusting and we'll start believing more. But a lot of people, because they're not in that relationship with their own natural father, it's kind of hard to believe that you have a heavenly father. So we as saints, we got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
We had a lot of work to do. How do we convince people that never knew the love of a natural father to tell them they is a heavenly father? Well, tonight I can say that because my natural father walked out of my life. Not my mother's in his relationship. I'm not talking about the marriage. I'm talking about the children now. He walked out of my life at a early age. But because I knew God, I still embrace my father, no matter, you know, he left when I was 5. The next time I seen him was 15. So there was a 10-year difference, but I still embrace, you know, just the time I had. I didn't go back on and say, Dad, you should have, could have, would have done this and could have done that. I was just enjoying the time that I had, you know, and that's what we got to do. We hold bitterness and anger and hurt and stuff in our heart that we really don't even have to have if we just truly trust God, you know, to make that thing all right. You know, he left that void in all of us for a reason. It was because he wanted to fill us. He didn't want anything else to fill us. He gave us the means of having a natural mother and a natural father to show us how much he loved us and how much he appreciated us. Isn't that not what he did for Jesus?
Amen.
He had to use a natural woman. He had to use a natural woman for his son to come into this world. So if he was the first example, why are we not?
Amen.
Why are we not to follow suit? We are to follow. We got the perfect example. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, a lot of people say, well, you can't make nobody love God. You can't make nobody serve God. But Apostle Paul, he says be persistent about it. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to be persistent. You got to be pressed for, I can't even get the word out, pressed for perseverance in trying to get somebody to love and understand what Christ has truly done for them. We got to learn how to truly walk this thing out, no matter what we face.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's so many things to get our focus off of God. You know,
and
I heard you, Dr. Dolores, I heard you. You know, we just look around and just look at all the stuff and all the people and the things that they're going through. But those are a lot of distractions.
Yes.
For us to take our eyes off of God. And look at the things that people are going through and not trusting God to bring them out because he's already made a way. He's all prepared.
Yes.
He knows everything that each and every one of us, which role we're going to take, what we're going to do. Some are never going to come to accept Christ for who he is, no matter how much we cry, how much we plead, how much we beg. But the most important thing is that we got to show people the compassion that we care, that we love. Charity does what? Charity covers a multitude of sin. And that's where we got to woo these people. We got to woo them out of that place. We don't have to go and beat nobody up with the scriptures. We have the fruits of the Spirit. And one of them is love. One of them is meekness. One is kind. So those are the things that we share. And we share and we give to one another. And then there's, it's something truly different about that person. Well, as you show the characteristics of God, then you can begin to introduce them to God. And we're talking about being effective in God's kingdom. There's so many things that Jesus Christ did that they wanted to follow him. Were healed, they wanted to follow him. But Jesus said, no, go home and tell them about what I done.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. It should be that domino effect. Go home to tell somebody what I done. Go tell somebody what's going on over here. We should make the word of God so inviting that somebody else is ready to grab hold and go tell somebody else. It has the good news. Amen. Isn't the gospel called the good news?
Amen. That's
it is.
That is so true.
It's called the good news.
Amen.
And that's what we should be spreading. We should be spreading the good news. But a lot of times we let corrupt things come out of our mouth. We don't know how the characteristics and the traits of God, but yet we professing and telling somebody about Jesus and trying to get somebody saved. But we're acting like a butthead. No, we got to walk in humility and love at all times, no matter what. Are we ready to lay down our flesh because somebody offended us or because somebody said something that got under our skin? We got to show the characteristics of Jesus Christ all the time. You know, it used to be a saying, what would Jesus Christ do? We really need to take that to heart. We really need to get back to that. You know, you might not say it out loud, but you need to ask yourself that question before you respond in a negative way to a negative situation. What would Jesus really do? It don't take but a second to ask yourself, and God will quicken your moral body just like that. Just like that.
Yes.
He won't hesitate to give you what you need right in that given hour. So I just bless the Lord for the program tonight. We got to keep marching forward. We don't put our hand to the plow, and we can't go back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And as you said, there are a lot of distractions in this world. And you know what? I thank God because, you know what, he keeps me focused. He keeps us all focused because I'm going to tell you something. He said we're in this world. We're in this world, so we're going to see these distractions. We're going to hear about them. But we keep our focus on Jesus Christ. That's how we make it, the saints of God. It don't matter what's going on around you. The storm is around you, but you can't focus on the storm. I don't focus on it. I see it, but I don't focus on it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't focus on it. I keep my focus on Jesus Christ, and that's what we all have to do. No matter what's going on in the world and how it's going on, thank God for letting me see it. But I keep my mind on Jesus Christ at all times. So it don't affect me and my relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if it affects my relationship with Jesus Christ, I might as well be out there with him. So that's what we all have to do. Even though we see these things, we hear these things, because I don't know about you or anybody else that's listening. I work with people. I work with people that are, they oppose the word of God. They say things. I work with these kind of people. But you know what? I keep my focus. I keep my focus because God has blessed me to be able to do that. And I thank God for Jesus. Amen. So
that's the key. That's the key. You said it. You got to keep your focus.
Amen. That's it.
That's your focus. Okay, what they say, think about you, your focus. Stay focused on what Jesus said for us to do. Because he called us to do a great work. God has called us to do a great amount of work. And I'm not about to let it fall flat. I'm going to do what God told me to do. And I know that God has been with me. And for these years I've been on this earth. And I'm grateful.
Amen.
I am so
grateful. Amen.
I stayed in the Word for the longest time ever in my life. I've done it before, but from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I was studying nothing but the Word about these hidden gifts, these mysteries. And the more I've been studying them, but it never dawned upon me to dig deeper. So I start taking my pen, I started unfolding the folders. I said, oh, my Lord, nobody but God.
Nobody.
Oh. And the stuff that I began to see, the gifts, Paul said it's a gift. It's a gift.
Amen.
You know, we don't, if we leave from life to death, the more I read, the more I study, and I just say, praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Without you, I can do nothing. And I just say this to you tonight and say it with love to you, to all who listen to me tonight, to say these words, God is an awesome God. There is no God like our God. There is no God. Amen.
Amen.
Every God of this word. And I say to us, as I say tonight, we got to start getting people to come on the radio, having to pray for them, because America is in big time trouble. America is in trouble. America is in trouble. Don't think
that.
We in trouble. And God wants us to get as many as we can out. I'm not telling this person because right now, there are some issues. We got the parties. They're fighting. You look at America. And I was getting into somebody's book about what this man today. And I said, wait a minute. I've been talking about that man for the last 10 or 15 years. And he come once again. God is saying to America, we don't have any jobs. All of the jobs we have, we outsource them. We don't have any steel mill. We don't have anybody to make clothes. Everything is outsourced. So that's how our nation loses. We got to reclaim it.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
See, because this nation is our home. We live in this nation. We're not trying to make somebody part of where we are. We know what God says. There is in the fullness of them that dwell therein belongs to God. And Satan said, well, you don't need to be a part of that. He's a lie. He's a flat-foot liar. He knows he done lost.
Amen.
And we just have to stand. And the Apostle Paul spoke to him once again. He said, until the devil came in and challenged you. All different scriptures I've read now. So Paul had in, he had, the enemy attacked him. And you know what? The one thing I say, Paul said these words. He said, I went to God and I prayed to God about an issue. And three times. And every time God says, my grace is sufficient. Three times of your need. So who am I? Who am I? If he gave it to Paul, he'd give it to me also. God says, grace is unmerited. We don't understand it. It's a gift of God. What Jesus and God the Father, they worked it out. It's a gift. It's the wisdom of God. It's the will of God. And so all I can say is, Father, I thank you for allowing me to stay in this earth for these 68 years and to get me move further, do better. And I say, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, show me how to study your word more. Show me how to love your word more. Show me how to live your word more. Show me. And God says, rise up early in the morning, and I'm going to tell you how. The more we rise up, the more God rises up for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Prophets, you got anything else to say? Amen.
Amen.
Anything
else, Dr. Mustafa? Amen. I just thank God for, you know, just being diligent. You know, people need people that's committed to the work of God. You know, there's so many people that we see fall by the wayside, but people need to see people living this thing and walking it out. So I just thank God for diligence on tonight. I do.
Amen. And I say this, I see y'all on the other side. The Lord bless y'all. The Lord keep you. And remember my words. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Until this time, God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless y'all.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Doctor.